Well, hey friends, welcome back to Say What Shishi the podcast. This week we are recapping Real Housewives of Atlanta season 14, episode 11, Cabin Fever. This was an interesting episode. Another disclaimer, I think I'm done with the COVID, but I do still have some voice crap going on, still some coughing, so bear with me. I am definitely better than last week, but We're still moving on this train, so bear with me. All right, let's jump in. So again, this is Cabin Fever this week. We open in Blue Ridge in the Charter discussing plans for the trip. This is all of the girls enjoying themselves, living their best life. Then we go to Sheree. She tells Candy that there are bears around and they're hoping that Kenya is okay. Then we go to Marlo, Sanya, Sheree, and they're all shaking their butts and cracking me up because they're not doing a good job. I would totally, totally fit in with these. So yeah, I can't dance. Never said I could. So watching them just made me feel validated in my status. Like, it's okay. All of us Black girls, we don't have to know how to dance. Marlo's telling the girls that if Kenya doesn't live in the house, she is not welcome to the activities. More on that later. So the next morning, everyone is checking in with their family. No one cares. We've got Drew talking to Ralph. Sonia checking in with her tribe. Nobody cares. It is what it is. Drew wonders why Marlo would invite Fatoum, knowing that they don't get along. And we know why, Drew. It's for the shock factor and to make sure that there's drama so that Marlo can get mad and sad and cry about it later. Kenya shows up and is full of positivity and tells us that she slept in her own cabin on the lake. She walked in. She was a whole vibe. She was happy to see everybody. She was ready to stir the pot too, because she knew she didn't want to go and see Marlo, but she showed up. But like she said, she wanted to hang out with the girls. She wanted to have fun. She wanted to get that paycheck, make sure she was in the episode. So, you know, she's there for whatever reasons. She's there. First, she stops in Drew's room and she asked to see Drew's boobs, and that cracked me up. And it's because we all know that Drew had the mommy makeover. So she wanted to see them. You know, Drew was laying in her bed, minding her own business, but she had on like these pajamas that kind of opened so you can kind of see a little bit. So she's like, hey, open it. Let me see. I mean, we've all done that, right? Like, I've got a friend who got hers done and I was like, let me see. And, you know, I was touching them and, you know, just kind of pushing on them just to see how they felt, because I don't have any of that business. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, we're all girls, right? So I felt Kenya when she was like, well, let me see. And then she was asking about the scar and where that was put. So, or where that scar was. So that was funny. Marlo then comes while Sonia, Kenya, and Drew are greeting each other and living their best lives. And Marlo keeps trying to talk to Kenya. And Kenya is, she's just being cordial, but she's really not having it. She's not being disrespectful. She's just like, hi, keeps it moving. Marlo then asks Kenya to come to her room to talk to her. So Marlo wants to have a little one-on-one before they get started. And I wonder exactly what she wants to say to Kenya. So she says, like, we need to have a one-on-one, just kind of, you know, get everything out in the open and talk through some things, almost come to an understanding, right? But Kenya doesn't want any of that. And I wonder what Marlo would say. Do you think that she would pull in Kenya and then be like, hey, can we make up? I am sorry for what I've done. Are you sorry? Can we move forward? But, you know, Kenya has articulated, I don't want anything to do. You've shown me who you are. I don't want that in my life. We will not be friends. So Kenya and Sonia have a seat on the couch and discuss Kenya staying. Sonia tells Kenya to go talk to Marlo because she has good gifts. And Kenya says those gifts have demons. Now, I've got mixed feelings about Sonia in this episode, and I'm trying to work through them. So I understand Sonia saying, hey, you're here. This is Marlo's trip. You know, be respectful, be here for her. If you showed up for this trip and it's Marlo's, then be Marlo's friend or hang out. Or why did you come? I get that. I get that wholeheartedly. I don't know exactly what she's doing with the whole back and forth. I didn't think she says that she is friends with both of them. She loves both of them and she just wants to see them be friends. But you don't carry one, you don't one conversation to the other when they're when you want them to be friends. I thought that was kind of tacky, kind of dirty, and a way to stir the pot. So when we saw the preview, it looked like she just carried that right over to Marlo, you know, kind of being nasty about it or salty about it. But when we actually saw the scene, she was a little more, she cleaned it up a little bit more than what we thought it was going to be. She just said kind of the basics of what Kenya had said. And then I do think she realized that she overstepped when she was talking about what Kenya said about her nephews. And she did try to clean it up, but I can see wanting to get everything out in the open, but you gotta, I don't want to say pick a side, but maybe just stay out of it. Maybe bring, try to bring the two together to talk, but her bringing what Kenya said isn't going to do anything but add fuel to the fire. So Sonia tells her that, tells Kenya that Marlo needs friends and support. And then Kenya makes the remark, how can she, you know, love her when she doesn't even love her nephews? And to Kenya's point, like I see where Kenya was going with it, but was Kenya being nasty? Yes, she was. Kenya shares the story about how she was living with her family and because her mother or somebody had given her to her family and something happened and they were ready to give her back. So she actually jumped out of a moving vehicle when they were trying to send her somewhere else. And she ended up, you know, not being lost, but running away for several weeks, a couple weeks, several weeks, she said. And she ended up with an ex-boyfriend in an ex-boyfriend's house. So she can understand what that abandonment feels like or what that looks like because it's happened to her. And I wish that Kenya and Marlo were in a space where they could talk about that. Because that might be something that Marlo needs to hear, almost bring Marlo back to her childhood and what happened to her, you know, so that she can go get those boys and just work through what the issue is. So next we see everybody getting all glammed up because that's what they do. Even Kenya sits down and gets, you know, her face touched up and her hair done. Sonia goes to Sheree in the kitchen and she pulls Sheree and Marlo to have the conversation about everything Kenya just said. Then the producers do ask Sonia in her confessional, is she a bone collector or is she just sharing the tea? And she has an excuse, and you know, she doesn't think that she's the new bone collector, but Sheree, the previous bone collector, thinks otherwise, and I agree. I see where Sonia was going with it, but I don't like the way that she did it. I wish that she would have done it a little differently. Okay, Marlo and Sonia pray about Kenya not talking about the boys. You know, she's using God in this crazy way, but they all do it. I know it. But she then calls Kenya a 60-year-old woman. Like, it kills me that you're praying, but you're also mocking God because you're bringing in all of this extra stuff. It's just so bizarre to me. It's kind of not funny. I mean, the 60-year-old comment was funny, but she can't help herself. It's like an obsession with her. Like she has to dig as low as she can when she has nothing else to give. Kills me. So then Marlo, oh, sorry. The girls are all in the kitchen having breakfast, and Sheree and Kenya start talking about a 4 p.m. meeting. Candy says Sheree has the biggest brand out of the group that isn't a brand. Truer words have never been spoken. We all know what She by Sheree is. Nobody's seen any She by Sheree. She could be out here killing it. So it sounds like Kenya and Candy are trying to help Sheree get this off the ground. If they just invest a little bit of money, that they can make some money off of this, just like Candy said. Sheree has something. Everybody knows what She by Sheree is, and people would buy that stuff. I would buy it. I loved that the workout gear stuff that she had at the Drop It with Drew thing. I thought it was so cute. I love the logo. I would totally buy it. We need to make She by Sheree happen, and I think it's going to happen because now she's got Kenya and her business mind going, and she's got Candy behind her. We can do this. Miss Marlowe tells them that they're going gem mining. You know, gem mining. Marlowe, I mean, I know just last episode she was talking about how she's not as articulate or as intelligent as Kenya, but gem mining, all right, girl, you're going gem mining. Okay. Next, Fatoum shows up and Drew is not excited. Is there anybody else who is annoyed by Fatoum? I think she's really pretty and I think she's got a really cute shape. I love seeing what she's wearing. Well, especially when they were on the trampoline, I thought her outfit was really cute. Her voice is killing me. It's that high-pitched, squeaky. I don't want to call it a dog voice, but when Drew calls her like a dog, it hit home for me. I'm like, oh, that's what it reminds me of. It's just that little dog that just keeps barking, barking, barking. I'm not calling her a dog. I'm not calling her a dog. It's just her voice when she starts to get turned up. I can't even handle it. You know, I want to like her, but I'm not a fan yet. I'm not a fan. Marlo asks again for Kenya to come chat with her, and Kenya has zero time. Marlo is literally chasing her around, and Kenya is literally running around. These two are the biggest children I have ever seen, but I laughed. And Marlo wants so bad for Kenya to give her the time of day. It's just like watching two children, like almost like Mean Girls. You hate this chick, but you want to be your friend and you want her to accept you and like you so badly. And Kenya has zero time. Kenya is hip to Marlo and she's not going there. And Marlo can't stand it. She can't stand it. And it's such a joy to watch, honestly. Marlo asks about how much asking since she has to do for Kenya to talk to her. That was funny. Because in the next sentence, she says something very disrespectful, of course. Candy calls out Kenya for being a hypocrite, saying this is what she hates other people doing. Again, if you're not Team Candy, I don't know who you are or how you're not. Candy is exactly right. These are the things that Kenya, don't get me wrong, I'm Team Kenya, but these are the things that Kenya would go off about before, and she's doing the very things. But maybe it's because Kenya is new. She's new this season. We don't know this new Kenya. Although we are seeing a little bit of her peek out a little bit. But you know, you can only be poked so much. So it is what it is. But Candy's right. And I love that Candy isn't afraid to say it to Kenya. And Kenya didn't have anything to say. You know, Kenya, she had her little backup, you know, like, no, I don't do these things, or, you know, whatever she was trying to say. But Candy was giving it to her and in a very respectful way, but she was being real, which I can appreciate. And I also love that Sheree kind of stood up to Marlo as well when they were walking out, and Marlo was saying that Kenya couldn't go. And Sheree was just trying to get everybody out the door. And, you know, Marlo likes to kind of talk out the side of her mouth and be a little disrespectful. And Sheree was like, whoa, I'm just saying, let's just go. Let's just go. I love that they do all have the kind of friendship to where they can be real and say what needs to be said when it needs to be said. So now they're walking out to the vans, and Marlo starts to hit below the belt again because that's what she does, and she can't get a rise out of Kenya. Kenya handled it very well. She did say a couple of different things, but Marlo, she has no good reads or comebacks. She just hits below the belt where it's just too much. It's too much. So next we have a confessional from Manetta. She says in her confessional that she can't believe this is how women behave. And I'm like, well, number one, you have a confessional now. So this is a thing. She's definitely a part of the cast now. She is a friend of, and she'll probably have her peach next week, next year, next season. But she's so right. This is how women behave. But have you not seen any of the Housewives shows? This is what happens. Now Candy at least has somebody to kind of sit in the background with and eat and watch and see what's going on. But this is what it is, girl. You signed up for this. Welcome to the jungle because it's crazy out here. Kenya did have a nice one-liner in the car. She said, I am an icon, you're an ex-con. And she was talking about our good friend Marlo. You know, I don't want to keep bringing up her past, but that was good. And you know what? Marlo hits below the belt, so it is what it is. So we continue to argue for 30 minutes. And then we get the little robot person and now tells us that it's been an hour in the driveway where we're just sitting and waiting. Can you imagine sitting outside listening to people argue and nobody leaving because you don't want to ride with somebody or you don't want somebody to show up? In Marlo's defense, like, I see where she was going with it. If you don't want to hang out with me, why are you here? Why are you at my party, my girls' weekend, where I'm paying for everything, and you won't even talk to me? Kenya is wrong for that, but you know, she's got a job to do. She's got to be there. And here we are talking about it. So she's doing something right, but I get it. I get that. And what would I have done if I were in Marlo's situation? I guess if I were in Marlo's situation, I'd be like, okay, yeah, you get in a different van and we're going. Because this is our job and you have to work with these people and she's here. What do you do? Kenya was not disrespectful. She did come in and she did speak and she kept it moving. I get it. I get it, Marlo. This is your thing. Why are you here? But she's here. We're on TV. Now we have to put on our professional hat and just do what we have to do. Put her in another car. And go do whatever you have to do. Just ignore. That's all you can do. Just ignore. So Kenya calls on Sonia for getting, or calls out Sonia for getting upset about Drew and Sheree, but she is Team Marlo now. Now I feel this. When it was Sheree and Drew getting into it, Sonia had so much to say, but now that it's Marlo and Kenya, she's Team Marlo. But Sonia just says, I'm only where I am because we came here for Marlo. So I understand that too. Yeah, I guess I really can't blame Sonia for that, but I get where Kenya is coming from as well. So now we're at 130 minutes. Marlo is refusing to go if Kenya goes before talking to her. And we all know that Kenya is not going to talk to her, so we shall continue to wait. So next, Drew says she doesn't want to ride with Fatoum. Actually, she called her that bitch. Fatoum starts going crazy. And I mean, insane. It's like her turn up level is 0 to 100. And I don't know. I'm not there yet with Fatoum. I'm not a fan. Again, that yap, 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 that high pitch thing that she does drives me crazy. Drew starts barking at Fatoum and calls her a lap dog. I think that that's far-fetched. I think Drew should have found something else to say or call her, because I really don't see her being Sheree's lap dog at all. She has an issue with Drew, no matter how silly or stupid it is. I mean, it really doesn't have anything to do with Sheree. The only thing that it has anything to do with Sheree is that Sheree brought her into this circle of friends. That's it. So her saying that she's Sheree's lap dog makes zero sense. But you know, we don't love Drew for her wittiness or nothing makes sense with Drew. So that's what this is. I think that her having an issue with Fatoum is valid and I get it. How it all started is kind of whack. Fatoum just stated what Anthony, Sheree's, and her, Drew's assistant, said about Drew's husband, Ralph. She just repeated that. So Drew basically just got upset with Fatoum because she seemed like the easiest person, I think, at that time to get mad at. We know she wasn't going head to head with Sheree at that time. So that's what it was. Fatoum was just kind of the fall person for that. And now it's escalated because now you have to have beef with somebody in the group, and why not be her? And Fatoum just, she does too much. We're just going to go ahead and leave her alone at this time. So Candy and Monietta have zero time for the drama and they go back to the lake to take pictures. I'm glad Candy has somebody, to kind of sit back with and just kind of watch, because that is what Candy does. So for that, I am grateful for Moneta, because they seem to be both kind of like zero drama, just there for the ride. Candy's there for her paycheck. So did anybody notice that Sheree was like all of a sudden her foot was fine and she was out of her boot? And her foot was so fine that she was jumping on the trampoline. But in a couple more scenes, she's got the boot on again. What's with that? Either your little toe is broke or hurt or it's not. She had on boots on the trampoline, which they looked like big comfy boots. Okay. But would you get on a trampoline? I mean, it must have did some damage because, like I said, in a couple scenes, we see that boot again. So bizarre. I don't understand it. So now we have Sonya and Sheree are trying to help an emotional Marlo get out of bed, and she is fake crying. Marlo is trying to be an actress. I mean, that whole, I just wanted everybody to be here. And that I'm crying, look at me, I'm crying, but no tears thing. Like, I just say your sadness isn't going the way you wanted it to go. Like, stop, Marlo, stop. And again, Sonya's, stop. I get it. It's her party. You want her to come and do things. You guys are out. You don't have your family right now. You just want to live your best life. I get it. But let's stop. Excuse me. Let's stop catering to Marlo because she is just as guilty as the next person. Because if Marlo really wanted to have fun, she could ice out Kenya. They could ice out each other and just do their own thing. Just stop. All this whole trip is about Marlo and everybody kissing Marlo's butt. And telling Marlo that she's all the everything, excuse me, and that they're here for her. And she's such an amazing person for putting together this selfless trip and all this good food and this amazing staff and this amazing glam. And this house is so amazing. And thank you so much. And I've never had such a great time in Blue Ridge. That's what she's looking for. She wants somebody to sing her praises and to love her and tell her how amazing she is. That's her love language. Tell her all the things. Tell her how amazing she is. And I think that is why she's not feeling the whole Monty thing anymore. So Jody was on last week and she touched on that. And that's been in my head. Those kids aren't giving her the praise, the, oh, you bought me Fendi. Oh, you bought me this. Oh, you bought me that. Thank you so much. What would I do without you? She's not getting that validation. So she's not happy. She needs to be constantly told how amazing she is and how grateful people are for her. And it's kind of sad. I mean, you're supposed to do things out of the kindness of your heart. But I know she's been through things and somebody or something has hurt her before, but everybody isn't going to do all of those things all of the time. But throughout this show, this episode, that's what you see. Nobody is singing her praises. Kenya isn't coming up to her and saying, "Hey, I know we're not friends, or I know that we're not where we should be, but I do appreciate you letting me come here." That's what she's looking for, that validation, and somebody to just tell her, "You're amazing. Where would I be without you?" So that's why she's upset. So, anyways, Kenya tells us that Marlo treats her the way Mark did. Man, that hit home. I felt that. She feels belittled. She feels like people or like Marlo doesn't talk to her with respect, which she doesn't all the time. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes Marlo does try, and Kenya's already put her wall up. She's not having it. But if Marlo is a trigger to her, like Mark, how Mark treated her, we know this relationship isn't going anywhere. I'd be really interested to see if in a couple seasons if these two can even bring it together. I don't know. I don't know. So Marlo lets Kenya win and says that she can have whatever she likes, like T.I. That's one of my favorite T.I. songs, so I was here for that. So with that, they do end up leaving. Marlo lets Ken, like, they end up leaving because Marlo is now fine with Kenya going because she got on the trampoline and she says that she jumped so high she touched heaven and now she's in a good mood and Marlo or Kenya can go. So in the car ride, we learn that Moneta and Fatoum know each other. They have mutual friends. I'd like to know more about that, but that's all we got. So now we're at the gym place, and I don't know about y'all, but I didn't get a good feeling about this place. And, you know, our homeboy who was the owner or helping them, I didn't get a good vibe from him. And I was just like, I don't think he wants them there, if you know what I mean. I really wasn't feeling the love there. And then our friend Kenya takes off the Trump sign and hands it to him. And she said that she was just cleaning the place up a little bit. That was funny, but also scary. I don't know if I would have done that in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Not sure that I would have been that bold. Just places like that, I probably would have just walked away if I needed to. That's it. We're not going to call any attention to anything. And we're for sure not going to act a donkey at this man's establishment. So when Fatoum was going crazy with Drew, when those two were having their little issues, so they're at this mining thing, they're mining for gems or minding, if you ask Marlo, for gems. And there was a situation where Fatoum was sitting and, Drew was sitting right in front of her. And then I don't know if Drew just then realized it, but she ended up getting up and going to a different area. And Fatoum just starts yapping at her again. Oh, you sit down, you scared, blah, blah, blah. Just child's play, just dumb. So, Drew ignores her, she doesn't ignore her. She kind of argues with her at the other side. And I'm over this argument because it's stupid. So next we get Marlo in a confessional. I can't tell you what she says, but she looked amazing. At first I was like, what is nail? She's got on these gloves and she was only showing one glove, like the hand, and it said nail, like N-E-L. So I am a huge Nelly fan. So I'm like, oh, is it like Nelly gloves? No, of course not. It was Chanel because she ends up putting up both hands. But she's got on this really cute white blouse with these like black suspenders, maybe even polka dot suspenders or something, very thin. And she's got on these gloves and she just looked so pretty. I love that look. That's probably been my favorite look of Marlo's this whole season so far. So yeah, next I have that they're back at the house and Sheree's back in her boot. We already talked about that. Bizarre, right? So Sheree checks on Marlo and Marlo says that she is packing. She says that this was her trip and she wanted everybody to come and support her and that's not happening. So that's exactly what I was talking about. She wanted everybody to just cater to her and love on her and tell her how amazing she is and that's not happening. So she calls the whole trip off. Marlo tells Sheree to assemble all the ladies for a meeting. They all meet up in the living space and Marlo starts telling the girls that she feels worse than when she started. Fatoum apologizes and at the same point, or no, she apologizes. Fatoum apologizes to Marlo and then Drew says something smart. I think that Fatoum said something like, I apologize, but people strike a nerve and kind of get me going. And then Drew says something like, oh, people, but you know, you're talking about me. And Fatoum just goes off again. It's like she can't handle it. She can't handle Drew. And Drew seems unbothered and just kind of, you know, not as turnt or hype as Fatoum is getting. But then Drew pulls out a bone, like an actual dog bone, and throws it at her. So you've been saving this up. You couldn't wait to throw her a bone because we learned that she doesn't even have a dog. So you went and got a dog bone from somewhere just to keep on your person for the perfect opportunity to throw it at Fatoum. That's what I'm saying. We can love Drew, but we can't love her for her wittiness. I mean, it's Drew. We give her a pass, right? Anywho, it's about Marlo right now, and she is not happy. She called the cars. Thanks, but no thanks. Have a trip back is what she told these ladies. So basically she said, pack your stuff and it's time to go because this trip was about me and you supporting me and nobody is supporting me. Although Sheree hasn't left her side. Sonya hasn't left her side. They're just catering to her, but I guess she needed everybody to tell her, hey, you are doing a wonderful job. Good job of getting rid of your nephews. Good job putting this together. Let's have fun. Nope. She can't get out of her own head. And what a way to live your life to where you need validation from other people all the time. Like, I get everybody's arguing. This isn't that fun, but you're 50% of the, no, you're 25% of the problem because we've got four people arguing constantly. But you're starting a lot of it. If you're going to be the bigger person or, try to bring the peace, try to have fun, then ignore Kenya like she's ignoring you. Y'all have a job to do. Keep doing it. Do what you got to do. Fatoum, put some boundaries up for her. She keeps spiraling like this because you guys let her, and nobody is saying, knock it off, let's have fun. Or nobody's trying to get Drew and her to talk and make things better. So until that happens, she's going to keep acting a donkey. So this could have all been avoided. This all could have worked. But in true Marlo fashion, when she's done, she just gets rid of you. So I hate to say that, but that is what she did to her nephews. When times get hard, she just walks away. You got to stop walking away from stuff, Marlo. Start dealing with stuff. So you want everybody to get along and you want to make things better and you want to have fun. This isn't the way to go because now we're going to have resentment, right? Am I right, y'all? So Marlo stands up and then sits back down saying, this isn't fun. What's fun about it? Tell me what's fun about it. That's what I'm saying. She wants somebody to tell her or, again, validate her and tell her how amazing she is. If somebody would have actually sat there and said, well, this is fun and you did this and gem mining was fun or gem minding was fun and we're going to do this and I'm so excited because you came up with it, I guarantee you everybody would still be there living their best lives. All you have to do is stroke her ego a little bit, and she will be fine. So, all right, now that was the end of the episode. I know I got that through that kind of fast, but it was just a lot of arguing and a lot of yelling, and you can fill in the blanks on those. So on next time on, we've got Marlo talking to someone and she's actually crying. So maybe we're making a breakthrough. I hope that whomever she is talking to lets her know that she can change. She's got to change. She can change and she can make things better. Candy is talking to someone about money and wills and says she doesn't know if she trusts Todd to make decisions on her behalf. Round of applause for Candy for saying that out loud. Candy, everybody else in the universe have already said we don't trust little Todd. I mean, I don't. I see better for you, Candy. But you know what? You love your man. You know him better than I do. So you do you. I am Team Candy. She usually makes pretty good decisions. I don't want to say she makes good decisions with guys, but you chose Todd. So I choose you, and I'm going to back you up for that. But I'm glad that you see it, and Miss Riley sees it. Speaking of Riley, what is going on with her skin? I mean, I cannot be the only person who noticed that her skin was way lighter than it ever has been. I don't know if it was makeup or if it was my COVID eyes or what, but there was something different about Riley. But I do love that our quiet little Riley spoke out and said exactly how she feels and that she doesn't feel like that Todd would make decisions in the best interest of her, and that he wouldn't include her in decisions like Candy does. And Todd's daughter was sitting there and she was just smiling. She wasn't saying a word. So I don't know where she stands on this, but I was proud of Riley for saying that. And I'm so grateful that Candy sees it and that she said it out loud. So, how long do we give Todd and Candy? He signed the prenup, right? Tell me he did. I can't remember. I'm gonna have to go back and look because I remember that was a big thing, either on the wedding special or just when they were still in the season, Real Housewives season, preparing or getting ready. Please tell me there was a prenup. Candy is a smart, smart lady, so hoping so, because I give it a couple years, 2 years, right? Ugh. Anywho, next time when we see, it looks like the girls are throwing Marlo a party and Sheree and Drew get into it. The end. All right, guys, I know I got through that fast, but I am still, trying to get my life back together after COVID. And I am on a little bit of a high. I just did a book club, a virtual book club with my favorite author, Jodi Picoult. She was talking about her last book, so that was really fun. I got to see her and hear her talk about her book. So I have been away from my family for a few hours now, so I need to get downstairs and make sure my dog is still good and, my kid and husband too. So follow me on social media, Say What She, the podcast, Facebook groups, all the things. If you want to come on and join me, let me know. I'd love to have you. I love to talk to people. Send me your questions or anything that you want to talk about. Probably next week I'll get back to putting in some different episodes with just some advice and all that fun stuff. So I will talk to you soon. Thanks for sticking with me, guys. Give me a 5-star review, please. I'll be your bestest friend. We will talk again, excuse me, next week. Have such a great week. Wear your mask, get vaccinated, do your part, stay healthy, stay safe. I will talk to you soon. Bye, friends.